Hey friends, I want to thank you very much for tuning in to the SGT Report podcast. Before we start, just a quick word about our sponsor. So stocks are at all-time highs, the housing market is on fire, interest rates are at zero, and this government just printed another $5 trillion. What could possibly go wrong? Meanwhile, consumer confidence hit a 10-year low, and inflation hit 6.8% officially, with many informed analysts saying it's much closer to 9%. So something's not adding up, is it? What can you do? You can play it safe. Putting some of your assets into precious metals will keep your money away from the volatility of markets and inflation and let you sleep at night. This month, Noble Gold is giving away a free 1/10 ounce solid gold American Eagle coin with any qualifying plan you start. So talk to an expert at Noble Gold and they'll run you through the options to keep your money safe. No pressure, no hassling, no call centers, just a chance to speak to someone who knows what they're talking about. How refreshing would that be? You can start by calling 877-646-5347 or visit their website at noblegoldinvestments.com.
Klaus Schwab and Bill Gates, they outright say it, that these vaccines change who you are. And they change who you are by changing your genetic code.
Hey friends, Sean from SGT Report. That was Dr. Zev Zelenko. He's the creator of Z-Stack, and I will leave the link below. It's helped me stay healthy. I'll tell you more about that in a second. Before we start, just a quick word about our sponsor. Bitcoin was up nearly 20% in just the past 5 days. And yes, it's a very volatile space, but people are making a lot of money. And I want you to know there's a way your capital gains can go tax-free legally, and you can do it through My Digital Money. With My Digital Money, you can buy and sell cryptocurrencies through a crypto IRA and not pay any taxes. And we all know how big the gains could be. Last year, Ethereum gained 450%. With a My Digital Money crypto IRA account, you don't have to pay taxes on any of that. And here's the best part. My Digital Money is giving away $50 to new cash accounts. Just use the code MDM50. Go to MyDigitalMoney.com and open your account now to get your free $50. MyDigitalMoney.com. Hey friends, thanks so much for tuning in. It's fantastic to have you back. Let me provide you with a quote. "This and no other is the root from which a tyrant springs. When he first appears, he is a protector." Plato. I want you guys to listen to this because Justin Castro Trudeau has revealed himself to be very much a tyrant. And if this was a hand of poker, he is holding a losing hand, I assure you. Listen to the Deputy Prime Minister and Minister of Finance, Chrystia Freeland.
"As of today, a bank or other financial service provider will be able to immediately freeze or suspend an account without a court order. In doing so, they will be protected against civil liability for actions taken in good faith. Federal government institutions will have a new broad authority to share relevant information with banks and other financial service providers."
This is martial law. It's fascist tyranny. There is no other name for it. And I'm very gratified to have back on the line here Dr. Zev Zelenko. Doc, welcome back.
Thank you so much for having me.
Your comments on what you're seeing in Canada, and should I add that Dr. David Martin says that there is a criminal Canadian monopoly with this vaccine, and Justin Trudeau is tied directly to the vaccine, and he profits from people being forced to take it. This man, Justin Castro Trudeau, whose real father is not Pierre Trudeau, in my view, it is Fidel Castro. And by the way, Dr. Z, the last time this Emergency Powers Act was implemented in Canada was under Pierre Trudeau. Your thoughts on what you're seeing in Canada?
Well, this corroborates the agenda of everything that we've been put through. And let me just summarize. If you look at the Chinese system currently, China developed, the central bank in China developed a digital yuan cryptocurrency, then which is obviously run by the CCP. Then they made illegal all other cryptos. And then they linked the social credit system to the cryptocurrency. So if they don't like what you say, they'll turn off your ability to, they'll turn off your bank accounts. And so this is a prelude to what's going to happen on a global scale. And it's beginning in Canada. There are two patents that we've all spoken about. There's one patent that describes what's already in these vaccines, which is the ability to measure biometric data and transmit that to a third party with your location. And there's another Microsoft patent that links biometric data transmission to cryptocurrency usage. And so when Klaus Schwab in 2016 said that within 10 years, by 2026, every human being will be tagged with a digital identifier, he actually meant it. The only question is, how do you get 7 billion people to willingly get a digital identifier? Well, one way is to make a weapon of mass destruction. There's 20 years of patent evidence that COVID-19 was manufactured and paid for by the National Institute of Health, mostly in America, and then outsourced to China. You create a global panic. You lock people down. You cause them to get psychologically hurt. And then you offer them a false promise of a way to get out of this horrible situation. And you inject them with that very technology that Klaus Schwab was promising in 2016. Now, why 2026? What's so special about that date? Well, that's the date that Medicare will become insolvent, this, according to the Congressional Budget Office. And that will set off a tsunami of economic turbulence and a disaster. And there'll be the destruction of our current economic system, the destruction of the fiat currency. And what will be left standing is a one world global cryptocurrency that's controlled by members of the World Economic Forum. And the reason why I say that is that the stated goal of the World Economic Forum, the 2030 agenda, just have to look at their website, is that America will lose its governance and dominance, and a few global powers will govern the world. That's their stated agenda. And so when the economic collapse happens, there will be a one world cryptocurrency system. And in order to participate in that cryptocurrency system, you will have to be a transmitter of biometric data. So forget about Apple Pay or paper money. What you'll need to do is literally scan your hand. Every home will have a scanner, and then you'll have bread delivered to your house. Now, the problem with that is exactly what Trudeau just did, that if they don't like you or what you say, they'll freeze your accounts. So what we're witnessing is the march towards global enslavement, right, what the Christian faith would call the mark of the beast. And so that's the reality of what's happening.
Well, let's look at the glimmers of hope, though, and that is this. Justin Trudeau, it's my understanding, he only got about 30% of the votes and somehow became prime minister. But aside from that, he is quite literally the hand of the Queen. He swore his allegiance when being sworn in as prime minister to the Queen and her Privy Council. That is to whom he owes his allegiance first. But here's my question. How do these tyrants think they're going to pull this off? Because it seems to me these people, and I'm talking about Biden too. See, now here's the thing. Even Democrats, 68% of Democrats are calling for an investigation of Hillary Clinton and her campaign in the Clintons. And the same is true about the Bidens and his son, Hunter Biden. Don't these people at least need the pretense of the consent of the governed to pull this off? Or will it just be iron-fisted tyranny?
No, what they need is a divided populace, an ignorant populace, and it's a race. There's a race here, a race towards global enslavement by the tyrants versus a race to expand global human consciousness so that as many people, more and more people recognize what's going on, because there's many more of us than them. And if we had some organized resistance, like what the truckers are doing, right, but times a million. You know, we need a civil disobedience, hopefully non-violently, and the absolute resistance to the mandates. Don't put on a face diaper. Don't take a poison depth shot. Don't live in fear. Don't live in isolation. And coalesce with like-minded people. Take your kids out of public school where they're being indoctrinated to be slaves. And if enough of us do that, we will win, because their biggest fear is an informed public, an educated public. That's why they've done everything in their power to suppress the true narrative, because they control the media, mainstream and social.
Yeah, but guess what? Here's the good news. And I think that you and I probably agree more than we disagree about this. There is a rise in global human consciousness. CNN will not stop going after Joe Rogan. Why? Because all of their shows combined on a daily basis do not get the 11 million views or downloads that he gets for one podcast. So the mainstream media is loathed, and people are waking up. The last time we talked, I don't think the trucker convoy existed. So we continue to see this rise in global consciousness, human consciousness. And I believe that the way I started this interview might be spot on. Trudeau and the tyrants are holding the losing hand because we can now see them for who they are.
I agree with you. I agree that we're going to win. The only variable, or God is going to win, or goodness will win. Only variable is the body count. And in order to minimize the body count is to have people wake up faster, at a faster rate, and make better choices. Don't submit to the poison depth shot. And so that's why that's probably the same reason why you do your thing, but that's why I spent the last 2 years of my life doing interviews, because the whole idea is to spread global awareness and consciousness, the true narrative. And if from 1 to 10, I think when we 2 years ago we were a 1, and we're probably a solid 4 right now. But it's not enough. We need to intensify this, not to rest on our laurels, but to magnify and intensify the movement towards spreading the truth relentlessly. Yeah. And it's actually done through grassroots movements, because you can't censor that, through rallies, through clergy, you know, through alternate media that we have some control over, where we could, you know, give a different perspective on the situation. So we are going to win. I don't doubt that. I just want to light the fire under the wings of people to say, wake up and act quicker. The sooner you act, the less bodies there will be.
Yeah, I agree. And just again, cup half full, my analysis here is that, and there are very smart people writing about this. I mentioned what I'm about to say many, many months ago, maybe years ago. I've cited this example, but now authors, real journalists are writing about Trudeau's Ceausescu moment. Now, if anybody doesn't understand what happened to the Ceausescus in Romania, well, they pulled pretty much what he's doing now on the people. And the people, and eventually the military, had no more of it. And those two people, Ceausescu and his wife, were executed. People like Cliff High are predicting that's what's going to happen, not only to these tyrants, but to the tyrants who have pushed the experimental mRNA gene therapy on the population. Cliff High says that folks who have taken the injections are going to have their red pill moment when they discover that they have been poisoned.
People need to understand that there will be a section of the social order that is going to go crazy in anger, grief, all of this, and there will be reactions, and it's best to not get yourself in the way of those reactions, especially if you're not like a law enforcement personnel kind of fellow that's trained in it, right? Because these will be very violent reactions to having been poisoned.
Look, when a man has nothing left, when everything's been taken, a man has nothing left to lose. And a lot of these people are going to feel cornered when they find out they were poisoned.
You know, history is filled with such moments. If you look at what happened to Mussolini, Gaddafi or Hussein or the Nazi high command. You know, there will be justice brought to the world. I have no doubt about that. But that doesn't, that makes me kind of feel internally, feeds my revenge, desire for revenge. But it, more importantly, we have to stop the hemorrhaging right now.
Yeah.
We have to help as many people, you know, salvage themselves. And I believe in God, and I believe he could, even those that have chosen and made a mistake could, you know, through repentance, and God can do whatever he wants. And I think that there is a pathway back to longevity and health. But I'll point something out that it's in Israel. Israel is the most vaccinated country in the world, especially when it comes to multiple injections, including four shots. And they have the Israeli funeral directors are reporting a spike in death by a factor of 10, so much so that they can't give a proper burial to every individual. And the official governmental accounting of that is that they're dying from Omicron. The only problem is no one else is dying from Omicron, because Omicron is easy to treat, even though it's very infectious, but it doesn't attack the lower airway. So why are people in Israel dying from Omicron? Well, there's another reason, because there's over 30 papers that show that these vaccines damage the innate immune system. They damage your natural killer cells. They damage T cells, and they suppress tumor suppressor genes. So what people in Israel have acquired is an immune deficiency syndrome.
Yeah, basically AIDS.
Now, I didn't say HIV, because HIV is a virus that causes AIDS, and that's what everyone automatically thinks. No, it's not HIV, but what it is a vaccine-induced acquired immune deficiency syndrome. Basically, the Israeli government has destroyed the immune system of more than half of its country. And when someone's immune system is destroyed, yeah, they'll die from Omicron. They'll die from a cold.
This is a perfect time for a break, friends, and a quick message from our sponsor. So stocks are at all-time highs. The housing market is on fire. Interest rates are at zero. And this government just printed another $5 trillion. What could possibly go wrong? Meanwhile, consumer confidence hit a 10-year low, and inflation hit 6.8% officially, with many informed analysts saying it's much closer to 9%. So something's not adding up, is it? What can you do? You can play it safe. Putting some of your assets into precious metals will keep your money away from the volatility of markets and inflation and let you sleep at night. This month, Noble Gold is giving away a free 1/10 ounce solid gold American Eagle coin with any qualifying plan you start. So talk to an expert at Noble Gold, and they'll run you through the options to keep your money safe. No pressure, no hassling, no call centers, just a chance to speak to someone who knows what they're talking about. How refreshing would that be? You can start by calling 877-646-5347 or visit their website at noblegoldinvestments.com.
And when someone's immune system is destroyed, yeah, they'll die from Omicron. They'll die from a cold.
They'll die from cancer. Dr. Jane Ruby is reporting that cancer is exploding amongst the vaxxed and the boosted. Meanwhile, Pfizer is quietly warning shareholders of concerns with data integrity regarding their quote-unquote vaccine. So let me do a screen share, and I'm going to just play this. It's a panel of doctors talking about the ingredients. Now, keep in mind, friends, Pfizer and the FDA do not want to tell us what is in these shots. Doc, I want to play this, and I want you to weigh in at any point, okay? You can literally comment on this, tell me to pause it, whatever, but just listen to this. Doctors trying to understand what is in the mRNA gene therapy.
We were told fetal cell lines were absolutely not in the vaccines, and Project Veritas did their, you know, undercover journalism and found out it was. There was a German doctor, Andreas Novak, who was murdered last week after he reported that graphene oxide was actually in the vaccines. It was the head of a German hospital last week who jumped off the roof of his hospital after admitting COVID-19 vaccines were really about totalitarian control and it was a scam. Then we had Dr. Kerry Madej showing several batches of Moderna and Pfizer vaccines with self-assembling tentacled nanobots. I saw this video and images. I didn't know if I believed it. So then I read recently in 2019 where the NIAID, I believe it is, said, yes, we are looking at self-assembling nanobots within the vaccines. And I saw Dr. Fauci's signature on the document. So all that sets up this question. Number one, what is really in these things? Because I just don't have access to a microscope to go look at it. Number two, these are bombshell stories to me. I mean, as a regular guy, this stuff speaks to me. When you got doctors, head of hospitals jumping off the roof. So are these censored stories useful to the public? So number one, what's in the vaccines? Number two, is this useful?
So because these injections are experimental and they're only being used under the EUA, we do not know the full list of ingredients that's in them. No one knows. We do know that there's supposed to be messenger RNA to manufacture spike protein. We found out that there's also messenger RNA in there to stop the body from stopping the body from removing the messenger RNA. We know that there's lipid nanoparticles in there. We know that there's polyethylene glycol in there. What else is in there? We don't know, and no one is holding them responsible for letting us know what is in the shots.
Dr. Zelenko, I'm coming back to you. Look, there's so much to try to track each and every day. It gets hard. Believe me, I do this full time. It's really hard to track all the new information coming in. I wanted to play that clip because it's dastardly. It's absolutely dastardly. You know it. I know it. And Michael Yeadon, the former chief scientist at Pfizer, knows it. He calls these things bioweapons.
Well, so there are things that we do know that they didn't mention. One is there's something called CRISPR-Cas9 technology. CRISPR-Cas9 technology is a gene editing cut and paste or splicing mechanism for genetic code. So I could program it to cut out a fragment of your DNA, let's say, and splice in another fragment of my choosing. So I can splice in horse DNA in you if I wanted to. And that technology exists. And guess what? The mRNA platform, there's around a dozen papers, has been developed to deliver that. I promise you. By the way, and Klaus Schwab and Bill Gates, they outright say it, that these vaccines change who you are. And they change who you are by changing your genetic code. That's number one. Number two, there is a patent that I told you about that enables nano scale electronics to measure biometric data and transmit that data with your location to a third party. That's definitely in there. And so, yes, there are mRNA that codes for the spike protein, and that's a huge problem because it's the spike protein that is responsible for blood clots, heart attacks, strokes, miscarriages, according to the Department of Defense, miscarriages up 300%. And then there's also the mRNA. There's a 2018 paper from Sloan Kettering that proves that mRNA could be used to suppress tumor suppressor genes. In other words, your body has a mechanism to prevent cancers. These vaccines have the technology to take off the brake. And that's why people are getting such weird cancers, not to mention autoimmune diseases. So we do know what's in there.
Yeah. Let me ask you this. For doctors out there, there's a series of spots that continues to get played where I live in my state, featuring Dr. Eileen Crespo. And in these spots, which are inspired by CDC discussions that the CDC says doctors should basically role play before they have these conversations with their patients, where they promote the vaccines, Dr. Eileen Crespo is asked if the vaccines are safe for children. She asks, you know, my husband is hesitant. What are the benefits of vaccinating my kids? And Dr. Eileen Crespo says, I wouldn't hesitate. The science is pretty clear here. The vaccines are safe and effective. There's another series of spots with Eileen Crespo where she's asked about fertility. Are there any fertility issues if I get my kids vaccinated? And Eileen Crespo says, well, in the trials, we know some of the women got pregnant. Therefore, there are no fertility issues. This to me is absolute ignorance at best and malpractice at worst. Dr. Zelenko, what would you say to women or doctors, what would you say to doctors like Dr. Eileen Crespo, who continue to parrot the safety and efficacy of these shots?
I hope you're brought to justice in the National Tribunal and hung, because your advice is akin to what the medical establishment did in Nazi Germany that led to the massacre of millions of people. And so there's no indication, zero indication, to give healthy children this vaccine, because children, according to the CDC, have a 99.998% recovery rate from COVID with no treatment. And Dr. Michael Yaden, who you mentioned earlier, says these vaccines are 100 times more lethal than the actual virus. And so there's no medical necessity, no need. That's what she's not addressing, you see. Sean, I know how to cut off a hand. Now, if you came to my office with a runny nose, it doesn't mean I have to cut off your hand because I know how to do it. Because you have a runny nose, it's not medically indicated. Just because we have something doesn't mean you have to use it. Whether or not it's safe, obviously I disagree, but she didn't address the point of why even do it. Because the answer is, we're injecting these children with technology that will be the basis for their future slavery.
That's right.
This is what it's all about. It's about enslaving humanity.
That's right. And in terms of slavery, it could be one of two different types of slavery, or both. Either you become a slave to Big Pharma, right? You need them to keep you alive because they've destroyed your immune system. And or you become the slave to the New World Order in the World Economic Forum and Bill Gates and the tracking and the tracing, or both. And I think it's probably both. See, not everybody is going to survive this. This is the battle of our lives. This is the fight for our lives. This is the line in the sand now for millions and millions of people, tens of millions of people across the country, Dr. Z, the truckers, the convoy. Now we're seeing it in Australia. We're seeing one being assembled to go to Washington, D.C. People are waking up in droves, and I personally believe that is a rise in global human consciousness. Now, let me share an anecdotal story, and we'll talk about virus or non-virus. As it relates to Z-Stack, this is the God's honest truth. Swear to God, this happened. I got a terrible, terrible, deep-rooted cough about four nights ago, and I woke up my wife, and I felt badly about it. I kept apologizing, but the coughing was actually producing liquid, like I was getting a bit of liquid from my lungs, right? I was coughing stuff up. That day, I took double regimen Z-Stack, coughed a little bit that night. The next day, took double regimen Z-Stack, and now I'm fit as a fiddle. So people say there is no virus, there is no COVID-19. We can have that conversation or not. But what I do want to point to is the fact that flu went away when they started fear-mongering about COVID. The flu numbers went to zero. COVID deaths spiked to infinity. Z-Stack, I think, helps regardless. Your thoughts?
Well, influenza virus is a single-stranded RNA virus, and COVID is a single-stranded RNA virus. They both use the same mechanism of replication. So the concept of intracellular zinc, or taking a zinc ionophore with zinc, inhibits both all the strains of COVID and influenza. And by the way, I'll throw this out there, RSV virus, Ebola, and Marburg virus, because they all are single-stranded RNA viruses. They all use the same pathway to replication. And by inhibiting RNA-dependent RNA polymerase, you block the replication of all those viruses.
Well, let me just say, go ahead.
No, so it's not about Z-Stack. It's about zinc ionophores. I don't care people buy Z-Stack or not. They can put it together if they want. I was asked to make it because of the convenience, and it's priced very, very fairly. If you had to buy all the ingredients separately, it would cost maybe even a little more depending where you buy it.
And it's right on the bottle, guys. Zinc, vitamin C, vitamin D, and the delivery system, the mechanism to get it into your cells is quercetin. That's the Z-Stack. And it worked for me. That is a God's honest testimonial.
And listen, it's been now used around the world. And the only complaint that I got is that some people get heartburn and nauseous. And that's from the vitamin C and the zinc. And that could be mitigated by taking it with food.
Yeah, don't take it on an empty stomach. That's true with pretty much any vitamins.
But, you know, people are, you know, and the psychological benefits are not to be underestimated, because people know that they have something that, if God forbid, they get sick, they could take, and that allows them to reintegrate. It gives them some comfort and allows them to see the people they love. And that has a value that we can't quantify.
Yeah. And I just want people to realize, and I know they do, my listeners do, that the reason you have to take these measures and stay healthy, you have to make sure you stay healthy, because what's happening in these hospitals is absolutely horror show level stuff. I'm going to get my friend, author Donald Jeffries, back on the show soon. They just did this to his brother, Ricky. Now, Ricky was 72 years old, in great health, literally great health. Donald Jeffries has written about this. He thought his brother would live to 100. His brother had a fall. The paramedics came. He went to the hospital. They put him on a ventilator. His brother died. So in my view, friends, you really, really need to try to stay out of these hospitals to the degree that that's possible. Dr. Z, I'm so sad we only have 30 minutes together today. Do you have any final words?
God bless you. Don't live in fear. Every moment of life is a precious gift. Give glory to God for it, and connect to love. It's much healthier than rage and anger, and your life will be much more fulfilling and meaningful, and it will lead to the great redemption that's coming.
Well, I sure do appreciate you. You're one of my favorite guests. Our guest has been Dr. Zev Zelenko. Thank you, Doc.
Thank you. God bless you.
God bless you. And friends, I will leave the link below to Z-Stack. I want to thank you all for tuning in. Special thank you to our subscribe stars and our members at sgtreport.tv. Thank you. Seriously, thank you so much for keeping us in this fight for truth and real news. And for real news every single day, friends, visit us for free at sgtreport.com. God bless you and your family. Bye-bye.
Look, I love how people talk about personal freedom.
Yeah, that's smart, Joe. Laugh at the concept of freedom, you imposter.